Tenemos con nosotros a nuestro invitado Marcos Carreras. Ustedes recuerdan que él estuvo con nosotros hace unas cuantas semanas atrás, pero no pudimos cubrir todos los puntos que queríamos cubrir, y entonces estamos haciendo el día de hoy como la parte 2 más o menos de esta conversación. Y él es el director de música de esta escuela que se llama Conservatory of the Arts Magnet School. Vamos a darle la bienvenida. Marcos, buenas noches, ¿cómo estás? Bienvenido.
Gracias por invitarme.
Muy bien. Marcos Carrera is going to be my guest again. We're going to do part 2 of our conversation. You might recall that he was my guest several weeks ago, but there were a couple of topics that we did not get to cover. So today we will do that. There were two important issues that we wanted to talk about. And Marcos Carreras is the director of music of Conservatory of the Arts Magnet School in Springfield. And Marcos, just to refresh the memory of our listeners, this school is one that has emphasis in art, right?
Correct, correct. The primary goal of ours is to educate our students through the arts, whether it's science, math, English, but a specialization in the creative arts throughout their learning processes and lesson plans that they are encountering in the classroom.
Right, and I believe you had mentioned that during the day, 3 hours of the school day are dedicated to the arts for the students. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah? Correct, yes. It's a wonderful separation between us and other schools. What differentiates us is that opportunity to really immerse our students in an intensive study of their majors, whether it's dance or acting, vocal, instrumental music, in addition to the visual arts and digital media arts as well.
Yes.
And acting.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just such a wonderful place for our students to learn in such a creative environment, that's all.
Mm-hmm. And I think you had also mentioned that not anybody can get into the school. The kids have to have a real strong passion for the arts, whether it's music, dancing, acting, as you mentioned, because when they apply, they have to go through a test. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we encourage all of our students to demonstrate a proficiency or a skill in the particular discipline, whether that's can they dance. You know, there's such an incredible tradition of dance here in Springfield, and we also ask them to demonstrate something if they can sing or play an instrument. Can they paint or draw? Can they act out any particular scene? And so we're really looking for kids who have a passion in one of those disciplines. Sometimes they come in with one particular interest, and they will graduate with two or three very different interests. So it's quite a remarkable journey that these kids have the opportunity to study for a 7-year curriculum here at our conservatory, starting for grade 6 and finishing in 12th grade.
Very good. So that's excellent. And one of the things that we did not cover and we want to cover for sure today is your job. You know, you as a director of music, what is it that you do?
That's an incredible question. I think I get that a lot. there's so many hats worn in the school, and particularly with my involvement in so many wonderful organizations, nonprofit organizations in the city, which I involved in so that I can provide additional opportunities worthy of our students' promise. You know, that's a big thing for our students. They're often told no, you know, for various reasons, whether it's socioeconomic reasons, financial reasons, limitations in their families or food insecurities. And so we do such a great job as an entire faculty in our administration and our counselors, providing as many avenues of opportunities and support systems in place for our students. So, you know, I use my role as the music director. So I am in charge of the instrumental program for band students who are interested in playing band and concentrating in band music. We also have a colleague of mine who's also responsible for the instrumental program for orchestral studies, and Cody Bidgenhoe. And so what's really wonderful is that we have the only orchestral program in the city for grades 6 through 12 is a continuous program, which is why our grant we just received with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra and Bay State Health to provide lessons for our students with professional symphony orchestra, which we covered last our last discussion. But my job is to continue to connect with as many community organizations as possible. So in addition to my duties of conducting and teaching band majors, I'm also responsible for the vocal and choral program and majors, going through that vocal track and choral track, in addition to teaching film and studio production. So I teach a lot about engineering, music engineering, and making films. And then on top of that, I also serve the board of directors for New England Public Media, and also the education committee for the Springfield Symphony Orchestra. And I'm currently working on an amazing project with the Black Men of Greater Springfield, teaching the history of hip-hop. And that's an incredible organization as well. I'm just such a fan of the work they do for their inner city youth. But, you know, that in addition to being a recording artist myself and working with so many amazing artists. But I guess that segues into the next question, is a follow-up that we never got to do, was our visiting artist lecture series that we host at our school every week. And I know that's something that I was so excited to share with your listeners.
Sure. And before we go into that question, I wanted to just do a follow-up. You had mentioned that the kids, you have an orchestra that goes from grade 6 all the way to high school. Have they had a chance, well, let's talk about pre-COVID seasons, you know, and
right.
schools. did they have a chance to play in public places before or not yet?
Not quite yet. And part of that is because we haven't been able to hand out the string instruments this year because we haven't been allowed in the building yet.
Right.
But that's changing as of Monday. We're going back to school. So we really look forward to finally having the kids having the instruments, including with some of my band students. But as we know, because of COVID, we're not allowed to play the instruments live. So we've been doing a lot of our instrumental work at home,
uh-huh.
virtually. So we're definitely looking forward to seeing the COVID cases continue to decline in the city, so that way it would afford our students the opportunity to play live. But this is true for all the students in the city,
right?
Which is challenging for sure as teachers. But we have such an incredible department in Springfield for our visual art performing arts department, led by Julie Jaron, and you know, we couldn't have asked for better leadership and faculty and colleagues to keep this program going during virtual learning across the city, not just our school.
And once they go back to school, yay, this Monday, as you said.
Yes. We are all looking forward to it. I got my first vaccine. I'm getting another one soon.
Yeah.
So it's exciting for sure.
Very good. And once they start to practice regularly, when do you project that they might be playing out in the public, and because it would be such an incentive for them, you know, to show off their abilities?
Well, rumor has it, you know, that we could probably put together a program for graduation for the seniors. I'm really hopeful we can get to that point. Either way, all the schools are going to put together amazing programs, as they always do. And I'm a big proponent of live music for graduation. So
yeah.
We will see. Keep my fingers crossed and toes crossed that we can provide a really wonderful, you know, culminating moment for our seniors as they walk across the stage to receive their diplomas.
Yeah, sounds great. And you were going to mention about the Grammy Award winners that are your guests. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful question, and one that I'm so happy to share. Well, over the summer, I was trying to come up with ways to provide my colleagues and recording artists and Broadway friends who have received Tony Awards and Grammy Awards and both nominations and winners, and Emmy Award winning actors and actresses who have been out of work for, you know, a good year now plus. And I wanted to find a way to be able to have them tell their stories because they're available now. Prior to COVID, it's impossible to reach out to these my friends and colleagues who are so busy performing. You know, being a performer is very, very challenging, time-consuming career. And so knowing that they were available, I thought, what a wonderful opportunity for our students to be able to host and learn about their journeys to success, the highs and lows of what it means to be an entertainer, and, you know, how they got there. And it's always fascinating for my students to see actors and actresses of color and share their journeys. Many of my friends have the same trajectories as our students will be able to follow. And each week we bring them in to share a good hour. Sometimes it goes an hour and a half, sometimes mm-hmm. it's gone 2 hours mm-hmm. because the kids are so inspired, and the actors and actresses and artists in general are so inspired by our students.
Yeah.
And you know, I think the biggest part of it is we research the careers of each visiting artist for the week about their music, their movies, their television programs that they've been in, and from there we come up with 25 of our best, very, very best and personal questions to ask these artists, and they are so moved. Our students really are becoming professional journalists, and it gets to the point where, you know, some of our artists are so moved that they emotionally break down because they realize how much we care about their careers. And how much they're breaking down the doors for the next generation of artists to come.
Sounds really good. But tell me, is this done via Zoom, or how do they communicate?
Correct. That's another great question. So we can't bring the artists to our school
right.
currently under these conditions, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely use Zoom, and we schedule some of these artists. It takes about 4 weeks in advance to have them clear out their schedules to come join us. And it's just a wonderful treat for our kids because they will never meet, you know, unless they go into this career themselves, you know, to meet Grammy winners, Tony winners, and Emmy winners coming to Springfield. You know, it's a very challenging time. And, you know, what a wonderful way for us to take full advantage of their accessibility that has become available for us.
Exactly.
Take advantage of.
That's so true. That is so true. Well, congratulations on all this wonderful job that you're doing, Marcos. And whenever you are ready to bring more news to us and, you know, maybe activities, you know, think of us, think of Tertulia.
Oh, I always do. And, you know, it's such a wonderful program. Thank you so much for having me and for continuing to demonstrate how remarkable our culture is and how diverse and the tremendous artists that you continue to promote and philosophers and educators to our community. So continue and carry on.
Okay, thank you so very much, and best of luck to you, and we'll be talking soon. My guest
All
tonight
right.
was Marcos Carreras, the Director of Music at the Conservatory of the Arts Magnet School in Springfield. Está usted en sintonía de Tertulia.